السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam and everyone, this is your brother Wael Ibrahim recording for the online webinar Secret of Successful Marriages. Thanks to Sister Naima Roberts for the invitation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make every lecture, every presentation, every workshop and panel discussion along this journey of the online webinar beneficial to one and all. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Now, I picked the topic of indications your husbands are addicted to pornography. It may sound a little bit confronting, but it's something that is absolutely real that we deal with on a daily basis now. And it has to come to the light, inshallah. It has to come to light so that we can discuss it and understand how to cope and how to deal with these issues, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. So I want you to fasten your seatbelts, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, whether you are a husband who's impacted by this addiction or you're not, whether you are a wife who have seen their husbands watching, browsing pornography and you have no courage to confront them or talk to them, or perhaps their behavior, their online behavior led to fights and screaming and lack of peace and tranquility within your homes. Whoever you are, my brothers and sisters, even if you have the intention to marry very soon, I think everyone should pay attention to what I'm about to share, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Now, first of all, this was a response, this talk or this booklet that perhaps I will share it with Sister Naima to email it to those who join the webinar, bi'idhnillah. So it was a response to an email that came into my inbox through so many wives who are complaining about their husband's behavior online, specifically their engagement or their involvement with pornography, pornographic materials, and the like. And they were asking, how can we really tell whether they are addicted or not? So that was a response to so many emails from sisters who wanted to know how to recognize this addiction, how to recognize that their husbands are actually addicted to pornography, and how can they cope with this mental traumatic experiences that they go through as a result of this, and how to help their husbands if there will be any intention, inshallah, to move forward with the lives, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Now remember, whatever I'm about to share, inshallah, may vary from one sister to another, from one husband to another, and you may not find any of them, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our life easy. What is necessary is that perhaps this conversation or this talk will open a door for a conversation between spouses on that issue in a blunt manner so that we avoid falling into these traps, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Now, one of the most common indicators that your husband probably is addicted to pornography is a change of sexual behavior during intimacy. Pornography happened to be the primary source of education when it comes to sex and sexual performances. And that leads to a lot of problems because mainstream pornography teaches men to be aggressive against their women. And they portray that women actually feel pleasure when they are slapped, when they are pulled from their hairs, when they are called dirty names, when they are spat on and the like. All these things are presented throughout pornographic films. In fact, there was a research where a professor and her team, they purchased pornographic content for a period of time of, I think, 10 years. And they went through every scene and they came up with the conclusion that 88%, that was the study, that was the research, that they went through the hassle of every scene, they watched every scene, and they came with the result that 88% of those scenes contain aggression, whether verbally or physically, against women. 88%. And when people grow up consumed by these content, then their brains start learning that this is the way how to perform sexual intimacy with our spouse when we get married. And as a result, if you notice that there are few new moves like slapping, like, you know, calling names and the like, asking you to do things against your will and the like, there is your indication. And when you observe these things, like whenever we discuss a point related to those indications, it's a gateway for you to start a conversation with your husband, gently, nicely. Now you're learning how to spot these issues that could be a massive problem in the future of, you know, your relationships, your children and the like. Now you have a role to play as a wife to open up this conversation bluntly and courageously. The second most common indicator that your husband probably is addicted to porn is loss of interest about sexual intimacy. So he prefers to be in isolation with himself, probably watching pornography and masturbating. And as a result, the brain learns that this is the only way to attain sexual pleasure through screens, pixels, and of course, masturbation. Then why would you bother to have sexual intimacy with you? So when you start realizing or observing that he's avoiding sexual intimacy, probably this is the time for you to open up this conversation, because the overwhelming novelty and fantasy provided by porn industry conditioned the brain to attain sexual pleasure only through this means, porn and masturbation. So when you start observing this, immediately open a conversation with your husband. Probably, hopefully, inshallah, he will open up and seek help from you, because once you become his support or accountability partner, as we call it, then the cure lies there, inshallah. Then there is a hope for this relationship to be reignited and reestablished bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. The third point on the list is, and this is something, by the way, is happening on a massive scale, especially among young people, is loss of erection during sexual intimacy with your partner, with your wife. And this is known as porn-induced erectile dysfunction. So when the brain, as we mentioned earlier, when the brain conditions you to attain pleasure through screens and pixels and the like, then you will not be able to maintain or have even erection with a real life partner, because you are conditioned to attain that sort of pleasure through masturbation or through pornography and masturbation. So when you notice that pattern, if it's happening regularly on a regular basis, this is the time you should pause and ask him what's going on. This is the time where you should perhaps investigate the matter by taking him maybe to a physician or a medical doctor to see if the issue is medical. There are many people who are, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cure us, all, who are suffering from diabetes and the like. They also suffer from this erectile dysfunction condition. If it's physical, then there is no issue probably with pornography. But if it's not, if he's physically fit and there is no any issue to indicate that his erection is a result of any physical problem, then most likely pornography is part of his life, and this is an issue that you will have to discuss openly, inshallah ta'ala. The fourth indication, of course, is spending unnecessary long hours on the internet, browsing aimlessly through social media accounts of girls who are wearing inappropriate clothes and the like. This is an indication that your husband's been feeding his brain with all these novelty and images that pornography introduces to his life. So it's very important for you to realize this, because I know some wives will go into the phones of their husbands to check what they're doing out of care and jealousy. Of course, they are worried. They're worried to lose them, because I have seen here in my counseling office many divorces happen right here. Some would wait for a year, two or three. Some will wait for 20 years. Depends on really your level of patience. And the damage is not just about the divorce that may happen, but it could extend to even areas related to children who have caught their fathers in the act, the role model. Imagine this. So spending long hours on the internet, despite the fact that you are around the house, you're not doing anything, like, you know, you're not busy, you're just sitting on the couch, and he is cared the least, just browsing. It's an indication that there's something pulling him away from you. So again, this is a chance for you to open a conversation. Don't just let this become your habit, that my husband comes home on his phone all night and I just gave up talking to him. No, don't give up on your husband. Keep on opening this conversation. Perhaps one day he will be fed up himself and he will tell you, you know what, I need help. Now, the fifth indicator is something that I don't recommend, but if it happens by qadar, yani, if you happen to look into the history of your husband's device, laptop, desktop computer, or whatever, and you notice that it is always deleted. So this is a big indicator that he doesn't want you to see something. And again, this is something very natural. If you, we are not recommending spying on your husband here, but if you happen to look by qadar and you stumble across these history pages being always deleted, it means that he doesn't want you to see what he's been watching. So this is again an indication that probably he's hooked up on these images and you need to do your part to go and open up a healthy conversation to help him out, inshallah. The next point is that when sometimes wives reach out to their husbands lovingly in a very nice manner, telling them that, hey, I observed this or I observed that, or I've seen this or I've seen that, what is going on? And you start noticing a very defensive character exploding to defend himself, this is yet another indication. Because if you don't have guilt in you, you don't have to really shout or scream or feel bad or feeling accused of something, because you have nothing in you that feels that guilt or that shame. So reacting in a very defensive manner, it's an indication that there's something. So this is something for my brothers out there who are maybe addicted to pornography too. Just, you know, man up and go and tell your wives bluntly and openly and honestly and transparently to help you out. Like, I have a problem. I had a problem. I've been suffering from this for years, and please, I need your help. I'm sorry about all these years that I couldn't tell you anything about this issue. It's been difficult to share, and I agree, it's absolutely something horrific to share, but it's absolutely necessary. And until when will you live in that cycle? And do you want to die in that cycle? So this is an advice for the brothers. If you want a really a successful marriage, you have to establish that marriage on transparency and honesty. Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, radiallahu anhu, when he migrated with the early Muslims to Abyssinia, and when Najashi, the king, asked him, what did your prophet teach you? The first thing he said, he taught us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one true God, and to speak the truth. The second on the list was honesty and truthfulness. So be honest. Go and expect the wave to launch on you. Expect the wave to come and crash you for a couple of hours, couple of days, until you cool down. But wallahi, in my experience of over 19 years helping people with this issue, I have noticed like over 90% or more of wives will react in a mild manner after the wave. Like they will show support after the wave. 10% or less maybe will decide to walk away. But the majority, the overwhelming majority, after this anger moment or the shocking moments, and also of course the traumatic moment that will make them feel that they are less beautiful, less attractive, or what's wrong with me and all that. There is nothing wrong with you, sister. It's all about him. He's addicted, and the addiction is in the brain, and now he needs your help. That's all what it is. So don't try to turn into a porn star to please your husband. There are many sisters, walayadu billah, when they discover that their husbands are addicted to pornography, they go to porn sites to learn what's happening there so that they can do the same with their husbands. And that adds more trouble to your existing dramas, because you might become addicted yourself. Second, you will never be able to compete with the buffet of pornography. There are many, many, different sizes, different shapes, different colors, different this, different that. And those actors and actresses, they follow a script for them to record one shoot here, one scene here. They follow a very specific script. It takes them hours to shoot a scene of 1 or 2 minutes because they want to hook you on these content. So may Allah protect us all. But once your husband acted in a defensive manner, this is an indication that there is something he is hiding and worry about. The final point on the list, and this also one of the things that became very, very common in recent years that I myself hear from couples, is that criticizing your appearances. So when your husband starts asking you to lose weight, when your husband asks you to do this, to do that, your body has changed. When before marriage you were like this, look at your body now, and so on. This is again another indication that your husband been seeing loads of images online of these bodies and these images that perhaps became his fantasy and his preferences in terms of a woman's body. And because pornography, they select those people, they select them, they wanted the standard to be like this. Everyone now who has a wife with different shape and different color and different, height and so on and so forth, they started feeling, the lack of interest that we talked about, and they look at these images more. And in order for them to feel less guilty, okay, so if my wife looked like this, I would be more interested. See, subhanAllah. So when they start criticizing your body, your shape and this and that, this is an indication your husband being hooked on these images, and now he doesn't find you as attractive as those images. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. All of these indications, and there are much more than that. So inshallah, in the book, in the ebook that I would share with Sister Naima, and inshallah ta'ala, with her permission, she can share it with everyone, you will see a few more points that are also related to what we discussed. But the main intention of this booklet was not to really go and spy on our husbands. not to look into one of those signs and say, hey, Sheikh Wael said this, look, ah, there's an indication you're addicted. No. It's an invitation for all of us, husbands and wives out there, to be transparent, to be honest, to be truthful, and also to open these types of conversations that are looked at as taboo and sensitive and the like, and to see perhaps if we could sit together and assist one another and help one another for the sake of our children, who will be, inshallah, our goal to bring up in healthy homes. That's the main goal. We wanted to bring up children who are Muslims, who are committed to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are well-mannered, and in a home where a husband is in the bathroom watching something and masturbating, there are chances that your children will catch you in the act. Your wives one day will come and say, enough is enough, I'm walking out. Why? Because of this. You will be exposed, your children will get to know, and you'll be ruining not only your life, your wife's life, but your children's life as well. May Allah protect us all, my brothers and sisters in Islam. If anything I've mentioned here is wrong, this is from my shortcoming. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all. But if there is anything beneficial was mentioned, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as such, I ask you all to follow the best of what has been mentioned. Jazakum Allahu khairan for listening. Thank you once again, Sister Naima. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant this webinar a massive success. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.